Most retired employees of the Buffalo School District enjoy a benefit not enjoyed by their counterparts in suburban school districts: lifetime health insurance. The bill for this budget year is projected to be about $66 million. That's more than the $64 million the district is spending on health insurance for its active employees. For Nathaniel Kuzma, the district's general counsel, these costs must be addressed.
So this is something that has become a priority in any negotiation that we engage in. Otherwise, we're going to see, as part of our budget, bigger and bigger chunks being taken out, not going into the classroom, because we have these contractual obligations to provide benefits to our employees.
Recent changes to the contract on health insurance for retired teachers and administrators saved the district an estimated $9 million for this budget year. Retired teachers and administrators pay into the plan, but their contributions cover a small share of the overall cost. Despite the savings, costs are projected to grow, rising to nearly $70 million in the coming budget year to $80 million in 2022.
The majority of the taxpayers' dollar that's there to educate the kids out in the system today on paying the health care for people who are retired.
That's Sam Radford, a parent advocate in the school district. He said providing health insurance for retirees when Buffalo's graduation rate remains behind the state average is a bad investment, especially since the plans offered are platinum-level plans. Chris Pertell, a healthcare data consultant, reviewed the plans offered to retired teachers for Investigative Post.
They appear to fall in what we call the platinum tier. So these are typically the highest cost plans available in the marketplace.
We're going to give you platinum level health insurance for the rest of your life. And all you got to do is show up. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter what outcome you get. It don't matter whether the kids can read, write, or do math.
Of course, health insurance benefits are one part of a broader compensation package. To Phil Ramore, president of the Buffalo Teachers Federation, this benefit keeps teachers in the city.
This is not an easy district to attract teachers to. So you need to build in as many benefits as you can, because the salaries aren't commensurate with what teachers get. The teaching conditions aren't the same.
District officials agree that providing health insurance for retirees can help keep teachers in Buffalo. But, according to the district's chief financial officer, Jeff Pritchard, something has to give.
They want it more towards compensation to increase their benefit, or do they like having the retiree health care? So you probably can't have both.
For WBFO News, I'm Daniela Porat with Investigative Post. For a complete written version of this story, visit investigativepost.org.